Pete Futek is with us, collegefootballnews.com. He joins us now on the Michelob Ultra Hotline for Championship Weekend Talk. Hey, Pete, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing wonderful. Thanks a lot. Let's start with tonight's game, Utah and Oregon. It lost a little bit of its luster because of Oregon's loss to Arizona State. Do you think if you're Kyle Whittingham in Utah, you score everything you can score and try to be as impressive as you can be? Do they have to do that in your mind?
You're kind of speaking to the inherent problem. It stinks. It's so wrong that we have to do this. Like, it's not fair that Utah's got to come into this thing thinking, yeah, they've got to impress the judges. They've got to impress the panel. There's got to be a way to tweak this whole system so you can play your way in. So if you're Oklahoma, you need to know what you have to do. If you're, say, Baylor or Georgia or any of these teams, that you can know that, okay, if we do this is going to happen. Even for, the Ohio States and the LSUs of the world, what do we have to do to get the right seed? And if you're Wisconsin, how much can you lose by to get to the Rose Bowl? If you're Alabama, what are you rooting for so you might get a better bowl? Like, there needs to be a better way to do this. Anyway, to your point, yeah, if you're Utah, you've absolutely got to score as many points as possible, because you got to put it out there just in case Oklahoma or Baylor win 35-3 or in some way, shape, or form. So the problem is, can they do that? The weather's not supposed to be good. It's supposed to be lousy in Santa Clara. Five people are going to show up because it's the Pac-12 championship and just no one goes to this thing. And Oregon's really good. Oregon might be more talented than Utah. Utah still has yet to beat anybody who's any good. But we'll see if Utah can come out and just look impressive. To me, it's not about the final score as much as it is, can that defense look the part? So I think if they can hold Oregon to 17 points or fewer, that might be what the committee's looking for.
Okay, based on where these programs were before, and both are playing this weekend, who's done a more impressive job, Matt Rhule at Baylor or Bronco Mendenhall at Virginia?
Oh, Bronco Mendenhall at Virginia. The infrastructure is kind of there to begin with. I know they had to completely rebuild everything at Baylor, but it's still the Big 12. You can still get the right players to at least do something right in that league. And, you have to basically be a little bit better than Texas, and that's kind of what's happened so far. So Rhule has done an amazing job, to be sure. But Virginia, that's a tough place to jump in and just be great. Now, it's parity. This is the seventh different coastal team in the seven different years that's been the ACC championship. But, remember, Mendenhall was kind of a fish out of water hire. He's never coached or played or done anything east of the Rockies. So it was like, okay, what's he doing? He seemed like he was destined for, more like a Boise State-ish job, if anything else. And yet, what's he doing? He's rocking and rolling with the Virginia team that I don't think it's going to beat Virginia, but has the makings and just enough there, the pass rush with their style, if they can slow the game down, to at least make it somewhat interesting. I don't think they beat Clemson, but I do think this is going to be an interesting game.
Pete Futek is with us, collegefootballnews.com, and he is on Twitter at Pete Futek with us on the Michelob Ultra Hotline. Look, Clemson really, I don't think they can change anything, Pete. I think they're the third seed no matter what happens. I mean, if they beat Virginia by one, they're probably the third seed. If they beat them by 1 million, they're probably the third seed. But Dabo Swinney has spent a lot of time talking about how, hey, Virginia, they'd have this same record in the SEC. Virginia Tech, they'd have their same record in the SEC. Would it be in his best interest? I'm not saying he'll think about this, but it would be in his best interest to kind of take the foot off the gas in that game to keep that narrative alive. I mean, if he beats them by 50, that doesn't back up his argument that Virginia's that good, right?
I think it's more to the point that they just beat them by 75 and see what they can do. And they do have a shot. That's, again, not to be off the rails here and say the problem with the system, but that is kind of the problem with being number two or being number three doesn't matter in this. Because the only way they're number one seed is if Ohio State and LSU lose.
Exactly.
And then they move up to the number one
spot. Yeah, you could beat Virginia by one and move up to the number one spot in that case.
Exactly. And if, let's say they win, and let's say Georgia beats LSU, okay, so maybe you're number two. You whoop-de-doo. And that's, again, kind of the crazy part about what could all happen here. And going back to, the strange scenarios here, look at the Pac-12 tonight. If you're Oregon, and you want to go to the Rose Bowl, you either have to beat Utah or you have to get annihilated. Because if you lose to Utah, you know, 24-23 in a tight game, Oregon's not going to get in, and Oregon's going to go to the Rose Bowl, and then Utah goes to the Rose Bowl, and Oregon's going to have to find another spot. If you're Ohio State and you win big, there's a chance that if LSU loses to Georgia, then you're rewarded with the number one spot, and your reward becomes you get to play LSU. So if you're Clemson, to your other point, is that you're playing just to kind of just get in. You're kind of in no matter what. But, yeah, go ahead and make a statement just to make sure that your team looks the part and keep everything going. And Clemson's just that good where it's Virginia. They're not, they don't have to play Georgia. So they get a bit of a break there in the ACC as opposed to those teams in the SEC.
We know there seems to be three elite teams right now in college football in Ohio State, LSU, and Clemson. But when we look at that number four that's going to get in, let's just say that Georgia loses, who do you think has a better opportunity to beat a one seed, Utah, Oklahoma, or Baylor?
I'm going to say Utah only because we kind of have seen this Oklahoma thing before. I mean, on the one hand, the Oklahoma offense could certainly go off on the right day, and, you know, how crazy and ironic it would it be that, you know, it's Jalen Hurts who goes to four straight college football playoffs, and but he does it with Oklahoma at this point, Alabama not being in. But I'm kind of curious to see Utah. I've kind of always had a theory that Wisconsin, while a team like Wisconsin, a team like Utah, a team with great lines that can play power football when it has to, doesn't necessarily win the whole thing, but might be that tough team that one of these truly elite teams doesn't want to play, because Baylor can't do it. There's no way Baylor has a chance of beating Ohio State or LSU if that's the number one team. If you're Utah and you have this powerful team with these great lines, okay, maybe on the right day you can just sort of pound your way to a win. It's hard. You can't Cinderella your way into a national championship here. You need something that's going to be a little bit different, and Utah might just be it.
Pete Futak, collegefootballnews.com. If UAB wins the Conference USA Championship tomorrow, it'd be back-to-back. How does that resonate nationally? You don't live here in the South or here in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Well, what is that story like for Bill Clark and UAB if they happen to pull that off, or just the success they've had to even get there?
It's amazing. I mean, it's not just amazing because of, you know, they're in a coma for a couple of years, because we've already done that. I mean, he's already pulled out of that. This was a rebuild. I mean, it's one thing to kind of have, okay, our program's not doing anything for a couple of years. We're going to build up our players. We're just going to have this, you know, reservoir of guys, and we're going to try and practice for a while and just have our guys in place. But this is part two. This was what he had to undergo an overhaul with this team. Now, UAB hasn't beaten anybody, but that's neither here nor there. They're in the championship game again, like you said, and that just, it's great no matter what. It's just an amazing job by Bill Clark, and, you know, let's see what kind of other offers are out there for him, because I've got to believe if you're a program out there that's looking to rebuild and you're saying, who's done the ultimate rebuilding job lately? Well, that's the guy to do it with.
It's hard to rebuild from less than what he rebuilt from. I mean, it's incredible. Yeah. All right, he is Pete Futak. Collegefootballnews.com is the website. Follow him on Twitter at Pete Futak. Pete, thank you for the time. Enjoy the weekend.
Anytime, guys. Have a good one.
All right, man. Take care. Pete with us on the Michelob Ultra Hotline, a superior light beer with low calories, carbs, and zero fat. Live life to the ultra. Mike says, would you give out a lock, even if it's not the final score? I think maybe he's talking about Georgia and LSU. You do have a lock, Alexander Shinora, personal injury attorney. Lock of the day for tonight's game, maybe not this weekend. Georgia LSU could be part of that, but what do you got tonight?
Tonight, 7 o'clock, Santa Clara, Pac-12 championship game, ABC. Utah opened up as a 4.5-point favorite. They're a 6.5-point favorite. Been on this Utah team that has now not only won 8 straight, they've covered 8 straight. Nobody has scored more than 15 points over this 8-game winning streak. You look at Justin Herbert, so good at protecting the football. Front half of the season, 4 picks over his last 4 games, and this is an Oregon offense that has only scored 28 and 24 their last 2 games. Offense is struggling a little bit, not good going against this Utah defense that ranks 3rd in the FBS, only allowing 241 yards per game. They have yet to win the Pac-12 championship. So not only playing for that, but also playing to get in to the 14 playoff. I think they will play with a lot of purpose tonight. I like Utah. Tyler Huntley, this is one of the better quarterbacks that nobody talks about. We talked about that amazing completion percentage from Joe Burrow. Number two right now in the FBS in completion percentage is Tyler Huntley. Zach Moss is a tremendous running back. I love Utah in this spot. Minus the 6.5, the Utah Utes. Your Alexander Shannara lock of the night.
Don't play games of the future. Bet on Alexander Shannara. Alexander Shannara, personal injury attorneys, 800-229-7989 or shannara.com.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.